So this next thing of internet strategies is perhaps one of my favorite things to do with my business these days. There's so much value in creating online videos. Again, remember, you can look around at different hypnotist websites, and it's going to be shocking to you now. Some of you in the room may be guilty of this, of having a website where they can't even see an image of who you are. They don't know. You're part of the product as well as the service. So a photo is good, yet to get that real live interaction is so much better. And how do we begin to duplicate ourselves in the best possible way? And that's by creating online videos. I already referenced that number two search engine behind Google, it's YouTube, which is no doubt, Google owns YouTube. It's the same company nowadays. So by creating content, what if on every page of your site, what if on this niche specific URL that you create, there's a bunch of text they can read? You know, the market for this long sales letter, there's a reason I'm not covering that here, because the market is shifting to all of a sudden you go to the page and a video pops up. And here's the guy talking to you about exactly what this service is, exactly what this product is, and the value you're going to find in it. People are not reading as much as we've gotten lazy. And there's a lot of fun things we can do with video to answer common questions. Video is one of these categories that can be done on a shoestring budget. It can also get ridiculously expensive. I'm going to share with you both of those. How do we begin to make use of YouTube? Well, first of all, if there's one thing I want you to take from this segment on YouTube in terms of that video, you know, on YouTube, there's a title of a video, then there's the video, and then there's a description. The description, it turns out, doesn't really have that much value. However, how do you make that description of a YouTube video have incredible value? You make that first line of the description your website URL, the entire thing. www.virginiahypnosis.com doesn't work. http://www.virginiahypnosis.com. The entire thing spelled out. That is the most valuable backlink you can ever create. Play online. Go to a Google search and type in the name of a very well-known celebrity that's constantly in the media. And Google has all sorts of information. They have search listings for websites. They have news. They have images. They have video. That's YouTube. And there's several others as well. There's map listings, there's businesses, and so forth. It's a rarely little-known fact that you can actually begin to stack local search listings by putting more content out there. There used to be a time that in this specific area, you search the words Virginia Hypnosis, you'd get websites. I was first, followed by a few others. Nowadays, in this specific area, everything with Google is geographically tracked, but in this specific area, you type in Virginia Hypnosis and you get my videos. So I can look at these sites and read a bunch of information, or I can watch these videos. And we're a culture now of the smartphone, the tablet device, and we're going to watch a video faster than we're going to read something else. So again, that description, put your website URL in that place. Skip a line. Put whatever you want there. For mine, typically, mine would be contact Virginia Hypno, call phone number for your free confidential consultation. One line call to action. This description text about what the video is about, from my research, serves no purpose. URL, call to action, that's it. The title of the video, that's going to be important. So in terms of that title, I like to use those long tail sequences, those long tail queries as they're called. How do I lose weight with hypnosis? Where do I get hypnosis certification? Or just simple phrases. Quit smoking with hypnosis. Don't get too flowery with these titles. Learn about quitting smoking with Master Hypnotist in a name. No. People aren't typing that in. The important thing, too, is we're going to load our websites with videos. Now, you can host those videos other places. As a super technical thing, there's the Amazon S3 service. It's a video hosting service by Amazon. It's incredibly technical, and in fact, I pay like $200 a year for an extra plug-in tool so I can figure out what the hell I'm doing. Easy S3. It's pretty good. However, to have that video also be found in search results and then also on my website carries a lot of value. So that's how I'm going to title my video, something straightforward using content-rich vocabulary. Quit smoking with hypnosis. How do I quit smoking with hypnosis? As opposed to a visit to Jason Lynette's certification class. No. Deep hypnosis phenomenon, the Esdaile state. And potential students will find that now if they're searching those terms. Video production. The fun fact is your smartphone, your tablet device, has a much better camera than those big things we all used to carry around with us before the technology existed. An iPhone, an Android, all the other variations nowadays have a 1080p high definition camera. Maybe not even 1080p, 720p. Plenty. Very good. Actually, in this room over here, which I'm a little short in this one, this is a Kodak PlayTouch camera. We're doing a slightly lower resolution quality of this one just for something stylistically fun. But the interesting thing about this camera is they don't make it anymore. And because they don't sell it anymore, I can buy this camera on Craigslist. I bought mine for $40. When it was new, it was like $200. Do you remember that flip camera that was out a couple of years ago? The story goes with flip that, and it was called flip because there was a little arm that flipped out. It was the USB that plugged into your computer. Well, flip was sold to another company. In that transition, the marketing, they just screwed it all up. The company folded. It was a high quality product. But to be fair, here was a device about the size of a smartphone that was just a video camera. And you can buy an iPhone now with 64 gigabytes of storage, and even more nowadays. And why not use that? So we have different options. These cameras in this room, just to be fair, are high resolution studio quality photos. For creating products, I had to bump up my quality, which there's a danger to that. They're so good, I had to supplement with lighting. There's so many other features we had to fix in this room to make the video production work. You don't have to spend $1,800, $1,000 on a camera to make this work. $40 is enough. And indeed, this camera is what I used for several years, and just using this was plenty. A fun fact, through a quick Google search, you can actually find a tripod for a smartphone. You can actually find a tripod that your phone is either specifically made for, or it has a little clamping device that'll hold your phone steady. There are some video musts. That being said, even camera equipment can be found refurbished, can be found used. You don't need to have the most up-to-date technology to make use of video on your website. The best video camera from 4 years ago is still phenomenal. And recently I bought a little Canon used camcorder for shooting videos of my kids, less than $100 on Craigslist. I bought it, I went to the guy's house, checked it out, put in the card, recorded. Cool, works. That's in our diaper bag. And we take videos of our kids with that. Meanwhile, of course, the iPhone's right there, and we're using that more than anything else. iPad, you know, these have a high-resolution camera as well. And if you have a case on it, it turns out you can actually rotate it around and prop it up to shoot your video. Get the angles right. So in terms of video production, what are those things you really need to be aware of? Could you have your friend hold the camera and have you talk to it? Yeah, you could, but you're going to start to look like you're on a boat and moving around. Tripods are cheap. You can get a good quality tripod for about $20. Will it last? No, these are Revelli tripods. They're solid metal. They're $100 each. But you can bump into this thing and it's going to hurt you more. It's going to hurt the tripod. So for having cameras in a stationary position for an extended shoot, this was necessary. And I kept breaking my plastic tripods by putting them in my car, bringing them out. These tripods live here in this room now, but you don't need to spend $100 on a tripod. Go to Target, go to Walmart, whatever they have, $20. It's gonna work perfect for you. There's an element of video that is much more important than the image. And that's the sound. If the sound is not good, people will not watch it. It's a funny thing. The quality of the video. This camera right now has the best sensor. Right now, the color balance is perfect. The one over here, we're gonna have to do some post-production. This one, just because the distance, I'm gonna have to play with this one. We're just gonna make this one black and white for some stylized effects. So with that in mind, if the image is not so great, it's a little bit more forgivable. But if they can't hear you, they're just not going to watch it. So there's actually a microphone that I really like. Audio Technica makes a specific model, ATR-3350. It's in the guidebook here. This is a corded microphone, a little clip-on piece that's less than $20 on Amazon. The cable on this thing is about 25 feet. I could be using that right now, and it'd be perfectly fine. Most cameras, if you have a camera, make sure it has a headphone jack. If you have a smartphone or an iPad, there's a little thing to be aware of. It's a different kind of jack. It's made to be a headset as well as earphones. So there's actually a cable. You can search online and find it for like a dollar. Go to Radio Shack, you can buy the same thing. It'll convert that two-purpose cable jack to be a one-purpose microphone. You have to buy a little connector to make that work for a smartphone. But if it's one of these, this has a headphone jack on the side, so do these cameras as well. And you're going to be within 25 feet of that camera anyway. Plug it in, run it across the floor, clip it to your clothing, and you're going to get studio quality sound just from that little microphone. Now, to be fair, in this room, I'm using a much different setup. We have a boom mic set up to pick up the room. I bring that in and out for questions. So, and then for this microphone as well, I wanted to have something that had a wireless range for doing stage hypnosis. My camera could be 500 feet away and still pick up my voice. So I don't know the model offhand, but this is a $600 Sony wireless microphone specific for video. But again, don't buy that. Unless your goal is creating information products, unless your goal is doing something like this room here, you don't need that. 40 bucks for the camera, 10 bucks for that specific tripod, $20 for the microphone, and you're done. Now, once things begin to grow, maybe bump the quality up. We all start somewhere, but I don't want you breaking the bank. The stage hypnotist will often make a big error when they first get started, and that they'll invest thousands of dollars in buying sound equipment. Yet they haven't booked their first show. Meanwhile, they could be booking their show in environments that already have an existing sound system. That's what they should be doing in those early phases. So the same is true for us as well. We don't need these gadgets. We don't need the big expensive things unless creating detailed products. Although I bet I could produce a wonderful product just with this camera over here. It could be done. I'd probably want to bump up the quality a little bit. When you're shooting these videos, there's actually acting classes for actors to go and talk about how they actually look into the camera, how they actually connect with the lens as if it's actually a person that's in front of you. You know, even right now, I'm specifically looking at the lens, but notice the difference here as I start to look at my monitor when I'm watching myself. You know, we've all been on a webcam chat at some point maybe, and that person isn't looking at us. They're watching that display of you. So you're looking at them, you're having a conversation, their eyes are looking down. They look a little weird, but that's a challenge. So that camera lens, you could go out there and invest a couple hundred dollars, take an acting class, and learn how to work with that lens as if it's a person in front of you. But remember, we're all very familiar with the skills of hypnosis and working to work as if, you know, engaging the imagination, tricking the subconscious mind. This camera right here, that's my best friend. We hang out all the time. So when I'm doing my videos and I'm having that conversation, I'm talking directly to one of my really good friends. We're interacting. Oh, and then another question that often comes up, I'm answering that one as well. So the same way that I interact with a good friend is what I believe my camera is. You know, it's too easy for us to get into the stuck mindset of, I'm no good on camera. Well, as long as you say that, that's what your result is going to be. Maybe a little self-hypnosis would be beneficial. Or just spend enough time talking to it, play with it. You know, spend some time. It's a great way to get comfortable with your equipment as well. Just to shoot a whole bunch of video, delete it all, then shoot your real content. Editing can be very simple. Editing on both PC, Windows, and on a Mac, there's free software. There's iMovie on Apple computer. And within Windows, now it doesn't come immediately installed, but there's a thing of Windows Live Tools. search that from specifically in Internet Explorer, and you can download the video editing software, Windows Movie Maker, something along those terms. It's included with your subscription, your purchase of Windows, but it doesn't come immediately installed. You have to add it on in. Is there other software out there? Yes. As I'm doing a multiple camera shoot here, I'm just more familiar with Adobe Premiere. It's a very technical editing platform. Yet there's a phrase of WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get. That's what I like about it. There's a bit of a learning curve. I would not recommend that right away. Although, most of these tablet devices, most of your smartphones, you can download video editing software. On YouTube, the easiest way to do this, you can actually edit videos nowadays on YouTube. You can actually upload, let's say you set up the tripod, and then you walked over and you hit the button, you turned it on, and then you took a step back, you cleared your throat, then you started talking. Then you said something stupid, and then you started over again. And then you got it that time right, and you walk back over to camera, you turn it off, and then you're done. Upload the entire thing to YouTube. And then in the editing features, you can crop it. Delete everything up to this point, delete everything after that point. And you're doing your editing on a free tool. Will you have a fancy fade in and fade out? No, you don't need it. Will you have really amazing, what they call lower third titles? No, but you don't need it. These are things we can learn how to do, but in the meantime, let's get started with some content. Remember that your description is going to have your URL right there. Also, in the delivery of what you say on that video, give a specific call to action. Let your words work with you. Give us a call. My phone number is 703-341-6655. That's right down here in that description. It's kind of fun to point in the videos because it's going to be pointing places on the website as well. But the editing doesn't have to be difficult. You can do it on most devices. You can do it right in YouTube. Now, you can take that video, and on YouTube, you can then what they call embed the video on your website. There's a little button you click that says share, and you can actually set the size of the video. It gives you the code, you copy it over, and now that video is on YouTube, but it's also on your website. It's serving two purposes. The very first, when you do that, it's going to give you the code, but underneath that is going to be several different check the box options. The first one is something along the lines of recommend other videos. Turn that off. Why does it do that? If it recommends other videos, all of a sudden your video finishes and then it shows a bunch of other similar related videos. And what is that? That's an invitation to leave your website. Don't do that. Instead, turn that feature off. What happens at the end of it? The video comes to the end, it stops. That's what we'd rather have. They can scroll down and keep reading. It's a great rule to begin to create new video content frequently. These days, I've made it a point to actually begin to schedule time of office time here, that I set up the camera, that I maybe have a couple of different ideas of things I'd like to shoot, and I just set the camera up, I let it roll, I do those, I edit them later. Just do them all at once. So specifically these days, it used to be this thing that I was putting off and putting off, but because now I know this works so well for me. My clients come in, nearly every one of them references my videos. They've met me before. They walk in the door. They already know who I am. So with that feature, I'm actually now dedicating specific time to creating website videos. How long should they be? Do you think someone will watch a 25-minute video of you giving a full talk on hypnosis? Some of them might. But could you take that 25 minutes and make it like 6 shorter videos? Yes, you could. So my ideal video is going to be anywhere from like 1.5 minutes to like 3.5 minutes. It's short. It's just going to answer one question in most purposes. It's then going to point to a specific call to action. Again, though, I want you to take away from this. Video production does not have to be expensive. There is about $4,000 of video equipment in this room. We don't have to do that. We can do it with something you already own. If you have a digital camera, nearly every digital camera out there also has a video setting. I used to have, when my wife and I went on our honeymoon, we went to Best Buy like the day before and bought this at the time. The top thing was a 10 megapixel camera. We had the big digital SLR, but we didn't want to fly with that. We didn't want to travel with that. So we got one of those little slim things that shot 10 megapixel, which at the time was the top thing. it was less than $100. There were several videos that used to be on my website that it had the little screw at the bottom. I mounted that to my tripod, and I didn't have the audio quality, but I made sure I was somewhere quiet. And it wasn't phenomenal, but it was better than nothing. What do I not want you to do? Hit the record button on your webcam, on your computer, and watch yourself. It's kind of fun. There's a lot of videos on the internet that look like this. Hi, my name is Jason, and I'm going to do a hypnosis session for you. Yeah, I'm serious. There's a lot of them. You know, get yourself into a good frame. A couple of inches above the head, mid-body. You can get closer if you want for a specific shot. You can do something long frame. And the fun thing about HD quality video is you can actually zoom into it now. And the quality is so high that I've had some things that I've zoomed in as much as 60%. And it was still phenomenal. Video is something that's increased. And if you want to talk about the one strategy to build the best rapport with your potential clients, before they call you, they know you. There's a video sequence that I spent a year and a half talking about. And I finally got around to doing it. The concept was the certification classes that I teach. And the idea was, I want to create a video test drive. I want you to experience parts of my class before you even sign up. My local competition doesn't even have a photo of that person on the website. But on mine, you get to sample the class before you come in. So here's a clip of me talking at a recent convention. Here's a clip of me interacting with the camera, talking to you about hypnosis. Here's a clip of me doing a demo of the Esdaile State with three volunteers in my class. Here's a demo of me talking about instant inductions and the safety behind them. And on my website, we'll show this in a moment, people go onto that page and they subscribe to that video test drive of my class. It does send them a video every day for about 2 weeks. The videos are short, though. And consistently through my tracking, people are opening those emails and they're watching those videos. Now for that, I do have them pointing directly to YouTube. And we'll show a very interesting strategy when we get into the into the email campaigns in terms of how to make that appear. But the majority of people watching this here today and on the video aren't trainers. So let's play. I'll start you off. Let's assume we have the menu website. Let's use that. And it's good to have one of those, but I'd recommend also having some niche specific websites as well. But to have a business general page, people are going to find it. It's a strategy that stood the test of time. Why not? Do it. It's definitely worked for me. So let's assume we have a stop smoking page. Well, we could do a stop smoking video. But what's a specific question that a person could ask when they want to quit smoking and they're considering hypnosis? What would be a possible question?
Will I have any type of cravings or weight gain?
Okay, that was actually two of them. So let's address that. Oh, this one's fun. This is a new one that I've been using. You know, the origins of hypnosis, when you really look at it, it actually goes back to people like Mesmer and other names you might not have heard before, like Esdaile, people who were doctors that were using hypnosis as the means of anesthesia. It wasn't until about 150 years ago that you started to see people using hypnosis to change behaviors, and that's what most people know about it now. Now, I share that with you for a specific reason, because the origins of all of this stuff was dealing with physical discomfort. But if they were able to numb a limb in order to amputate, if they were able to numb a part of the body to let go of some challenges and do some surgery, those are the same techniques that you and I are going to use together. We don't have to cut you open, thankfully, but those are the same techniques that you and I are going to use together that I'm going to teach you how to do, that you can now begin to take control of physical abilities. So even if there is a craving or an urge, we're going to have ways to just completely let go of that feeling. Another one, weight loss. This could be another weight loss connected with smoking. You can type this stuff out on your website, but how much better about to have a question as the title, will I gain weight when I quit smoking? Question mark. And let's do the video live. Now I've got to move closer to get my usual distance, and even though I'm short now, I'm cut off, so I'm ducking down. Let's do this one live, and even better, I'm going to stick this one on my website. And you'll see that actually on there. We're going to do this one live. And to be fair, I'm making it up as I go. Figure out where I'm going with this. All right. I'll just do it at this distance because it works. Get in my frame. With all these cameras, I've actually got a box taped down on the floor so I don't move away. Because if I'm over here, this is a bad video. So I haven't moved much. Okay. Hello and welcome. My name is Jason Lynette. I'm a board-certified hypnotist, I'm an instructor, and I'm the director here at Virginia Hypnosis. You know, one of the most common questions that I get from people who are looking to quit smoking is a specific concern. You know, they've heard of people out there that have quit smoking and they've replaced the behavior with something else. They gain weight. Maybe they take on other behaviors, but specifically that weight gain one, that's the one concern that pops up more than anything else. Though I'll share with you something interesting here. Hypnosis is a process of helping you to take back control those parts of your life that previously have seemed beyond your control before, habits and behaviors, as well as the emotions, beliefs, and feelings around them as well. So this is a process of taking control of behaviors. And if there are certain things you'd rather be doing more of than smoking, maybe you'd like to drink more water. Maybe you'd like to eat better. Maybe you'd like to get out and exercise. Well, we can also use that time to motivate those actions as well. There's also an interesting history. It's the early 1950s, and the concern was, if I quit this behavior, it's going to have to come apart somewhere else. Well, through some interesting research, there are specific techniques that are part of my specialty. They're all about building up what it's time to build up and letting go of what it's time to let go of. What's the main message I want you to take from this? It's actually kind of a fun fact that people here, when they quit smoking, very often they may lose a couple of pounds as we're working together as well. I apologize in advance. Again, I look forward to speaking with you soon. Give me a call. The phone number is right here. We do a free confidential phone consultation. I look forward to hearing about your goals. Again, my name is Jason Lynette. We're here in Virginia. We do hypnosis. I look forward to helping you reach your goals soon. And that'll be on my website within the next month. Yay! And it's as simple as that. Play with it. Now, those are things that typically I've said over the phone. Those are typically things that I already know where I was going when I said that. But let's give some research. Let's give some information. That research, by the way, is the Dr. John Hartland Eco Strengthening. The argument was, if you take a behavior away, it's going to have to manifest somewhere else worst. And through his ego strengthening method, let's build up confidence. Let's take it down. That's what I was referencing there. So we'll stick that on the website and have fun with that. let's do another one here. Let's go to another category. What's a possible fear someone might have about hypnosis? What's a possible misconception? Throw one out there, anybody.
That you can get stuck.
Get stuck, yeah. Got it. So could we do a video specifically on getting stuck? Yes, we could. What's another concern?
Hypnosis will put things in my mind.
Yeah, so made to do things. We can do a video just on that. Somewhere on my site, there's actually a very out-of-date video that I still use, Three Common Fears of Hypnosis. I did that in this camera. And actually, if you watch that one, my office was not yet closed on, and I wanted a video for my website, so that one's actually shot in my bedroom at home. I did it facing a wall with nothing on it, so it could be anywhere. It wasn't my bed behind me with a cat sleeping on the bed. What are some other possible videos? Let's go for specific issues. Let's say you want to work with kids. What's a specific thing that would be a valuable video to have up there?
Human behavior or?
Everything's a right answer here.
Okay.
Yeah. Because are there videos that I've shot? Are there videos?
Yeah. Concentration.
Yeah, so concentration. So you could actually spend a minute or two talking about increasing concentration within kids. I heard study habits over here. Could we also do those for adults? I see a lot of veterans that are making use of the GI Bill, and they're now going through college, and they haven't been in a classroom in 30 years, and all of a sudden, why do I feel this test anxiety? Well, on one side, you haven't been there for a while. Why are there people nodding in this room on that one? We can do one for the adults as well. What else? Is hypnosis dangerous? Ooh. You know what? There's something sexy about that title. I'd sure watch that video.
Hypnosis is not Christian. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
I would get a little bit more general for that one.
Yeah.
I would maybe do a video on hypnosis and religion.
I ain't touching that one, though, really.
Yeah. You know, it's an option. You could do that. I wouldn't maybe make that the most prominent one on my video, on my website, but you could. I actually have an interesting email that I finally made that says, check out our YouTube channel, just because everything up there I'm okay with my clients and my students possibly seeing. Let's do some more. What are some other videos you can shoot?
Does hypnosis really work?
Yeah. Does hypnosis work?
Mm-hmm. Are we going general or specific?
Yes.
Hypnosis to improve your golf game.
Golf game, yeah. We can do a video on that. Yeah. Basically, the point is anything we could talk about, any question we would typically have, we can create golf ball, golf improve.
Ooh, so powerful.
Yeah. You know, we can do a video on just about anything. And the fact that it's a video, they're going to watch it faster than they're going to read your content. Here's a fun one. I have a video of me doing the finger magnets directly to the camera. Why do I have that? We're a culture now that does this. Hey, Michelle, I got to show you something fun. And then I open up my YouTube app, and I find the video, and I show it to you. How do you think I make use of that? Well, here's a mom who wants to bring her 15-year-old son to my office. Well, I tell you what, I've got the easiest way to make this work. There's a video I have of doing a kind of a fun hypnotic stunt. And you ever show your phone to your kid and have them watch a video? Yeah, everybody does that nowadays. Good. I'm going to send you a link to something. Here's how I want it to go down. Have them watch the video. Have them interact with it. It's going to work, I promise you. And then say, I met this guy, and he can help you out with your test anxiety. I met this guy. He can help you out with your gymnastics. I met him. He can work with your study habits, your concentration. Do you want me to call him back? And that's the foot in the door. That's that opening wedge for working with that kid. Rather than mom going, I'm bringing you to a hypnotist, which is what they'd want to do, but that's bad for me. I invite some kind of interaction. They watch my video, then followed up by, I want you to meet this person. There is one thing that's not listed up here that I'll share exactly why I don't do it a lot, which is my own self-limiting belief. That's a video testimonial. That here's your client talking to the camera about their experience with you. Now, there's a lot of barriers behind that. We're a very sensitive people these days. However, people will be okay with it occasionally, surprisingly frequently. Yeah, so to have that moment, there's a couple of different thoughts on this. One is the interview format. There's a lot of people, now I've given you my strategies to look in the camera and just connect as if it's a good friend, yet there are people that will just freeze up the moment you stick them in front of the camera. So there's some ways around that I'll briefly share. There's an interview structure, which is that you have them sit in a chair and face you. You stand at about a 45-degree angle or maybe less, and you just say, the camera's not here. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Just talk to me. Oh, yeah, I had a great experience at Virginia Hypnosis. I came in as a non-smoker. I quit smoking. I even lost a couple of pounds. It went great. And just that slight angle, it's how you watch most interviews. You know, here's the person being interviewed. They're not looking directly into the camera. They're looking slightly off camera. And that breaks down the barriers. I like the personal appeal a little bit better, though. So what do? I stand just behind the camera, and I give them a tip. I tell them, if you try to look in the camera, you're going to go cross-eyed. You're going to look weird. So just look at me. Just talk to me. This thing's not even between us. And I'll just ask them some questions. And I'm just standing right behind that camera, right here, and I'm just talking over the little viewfinder and just have the conversation as if this thing isn't here at all. I have worked with a lot of people that confidentiality is every reason why they came here. So I don't solicit that video testimonial that often. To be fair, I probably should. They are magic. They are wonderful. Can you play with this one, though? I had a person that, there's one on my Fear of Public Speaking page that I teased her in the first session. She goes, I won't even give people feedback, to which I said, I saw an opportunity. So once you and I work together on this and we get rid of that fear of public speaking, you'll do a video testimonial for me, right? She goes, hey, if this thing's gone, I'll give you whatever you want. Karen's on the website. So I linked it back. Yeah. But again, the main thing to take from this video segment, what can be a video? Anything. This is an area where quantity is also important as much as quality. Because every one of these videos, assuming you make all of these, which all of you could, every one of these is going to be pointing back to your website. And if they find it organically on YouTube, if they find it organically on YouTube, it's then going to show with your other videos as well. Invite interaction. Don't turn off the features to have people not allowed to put checks or, you know, like or dislike. Don't turn off the feature for people to leave comments. Now, if you want to, you can set it up so only approved comments show up. It's an option. So, for example, I know of a hypnotist, one of mine that I had, that I finally, because at the time I couldn't delete the comment, I deleted the video and I re-uploaded it. I did a news appearance, and there's the reporter asking me questions. And she's a tall, attractive woman. And all the comments, well, put it simply, they weren't about me. And I'm reading them going, no. And at the time, there wasn't a way to go in and delete those individual comments. So I took down the video. I uploaded it once again. And this time I went in and I set the comments so I had to approve them as the owner of the video. Those comments still appeared, but I didn't approve them. So the comments that are there now are about, wow, that's cool, stuff like that. Is it editing the feedback and slightly presenting a biased approach? Yes, it is. But I'd rather do that than, wow, hypnotize her to fill in the blank. Yeah. Great. So again, low cost. We don't need to spend a lot of money here. To be fair, I bought this camera, which is $1,800. I'll look up the model later. It's a Sony with a boom mic on top and an option for XLR microphone input. I asked a former student, what camera should I buy? And he's a professional videographer. Turns out I bought what he wanted. Luckily, it's a phenomenal camera, and I love it. But for the sake of videos on a website as we're getting started, turns out the quality of this is pretty similar to this, pretty similar to that, pretty close to this as well. So start with what you have. You may want to invest in a tripod. I've given you an excellent microphone recommendation. Low cost to no cost. Let's not spend a lot of money here.